Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's that time again when we welcome the Ocean State Theater back. Amy Turner is here. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And we have a first-timer in the studio, but not a first-timer to Ocean State Theater. We'll tell you about that. Tommy Labradoris is here. Welcome, Tommy.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. And Tommy is going to be playing the role of the baker in the new production, Into the Woods, the Sondheim production. And Amy, that's pretty exciting to have a Sondheim production coming.
It is.
Is this your first that you've been involved with at Ocean State?
At Ocean State Theater, it is. Yeah. We did a funny thing happen on the way to the Forum reopen Theater by the Sea, of course, back in 2007, yeah. Which a lot of people don't associate with Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah.
But he was involved with that. And ironically, we're going to be doing Gypsy this summer, or coincidentally,
which
probably is a more grammatically correct way of saying it, in Gypsy. And it's thought to be perhaps the best musical ever written, and of course Stephen Sondheim and Jules Stein did the music and the lyrics for that. So we are not, you know, haven't done a lot of Sondheim. It's challenging to go very many years without at least touching on a Stephen Sondheim show. I think people forget how prolific he really has been and such a variety of styles and shows and all of that. But, you know, Into the Woods is, for me, it's equal parts magic and reality. And I think that that's kind of how I approach life. And it sort of takes all of those things that you know or you thought you knew as a child, that you read the stories and it says, you know, they lived happily ever after, that everybody gets granted their wishes. But then you kind of see, well, as an adult, okay, that's not the end of the story, is it?
Right, more to it than that.
There is more to it than that. And every action has a reaction, and every wish granted has a price. And, you know, and so it's certainly fun, I think, absolutely. There are ridiculously wonderful characters. It has, my opinion, probably the smartest Stephen Sondheim lyrics, from my opinion. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people will argue with that.
Well, this to me is the quintessential Stephen Sondheim production. I mean, if I think of Stephen Sondheim, this is the one I think of. I don't think
perfect.
Of Gypsy. I don't think of Funny Way.
Yeah.
I think of this one.
And it's all those, you know, it's kind of combining all of his unbelievable success at writing rhythms and writing things that rhyme, and, you know, how he turns a phrase quite literally, and then you sort of lay that on top of storytelling and of fairy tales, and it's almost Seuss-esque, if you will, but so much more mature than that and so much more complicated. And I think that's really the beauty of the story, is it's actually kind of complicated.
Okay, well, we're going to dig into that and hear a lot of music from the show, but let's get back to Tommy. And Tommy, one of the interesting things about your background is you're a New Englander, I understand. Grew up in New Hampshire, correct?
That's right, Dover, New Hampshire.
Dover, New Hampshire, and then went to UNH.
Yeah, in Durham.
And then how did you get into the theater part? Was that actually in high school and college?
Senior year. So all through high school and junior high, I was a sports and book guy. And my senior year, I said, you know what? I'm going to do it all.
Wait a minute. You said sports book guy.
Academics.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
And
not taking bets.
No.
Okay.
And cross country and track. And my senior year, I said, you know what? I'm gonna do tennis. I'm also going to try out for the variety show, the high school variety show. So I sang. What did I sing? Empty Chairs at Empty Tables and A Heart Full of Love, which I then, years later, 2013, did at Ocean State. So
that's
full
from
circle.
Les Miserables. From Les Mis, people yes. are Les Mis, trying yeah. hard to place that.
And my theater director in high school, Alexis Desculias, she said, "You know what? My husband's doing some stuff at this opera house in Rochester, New Hampshire. That's reopening. They're always looking for guys. What are you doing for the summer?" I said, "Nothing." So we worked on a quick little ditty. I went in and got ensemble. Well, mm-hmm. the musical director of that summer said, "Hey, you're going to UNH. Are you going to come out for the musical?" I said, "I'm a bio major." She goes, "Yeah, we're always looking for guys." So I said, "Okay."
Seems to be a trend there.
Right. And I said,
I've heard Amy say that before, always looking for guys.
That's right.
So I said, well, what's the show? Not that I knew any shows, really, except for Les Mis. So they said, "It's Pippin." Found the CD, somehow listened to some songs, said, "This Corner of the Sky song sounds pretty good." So I, which is one of the most overdone songs in the world, but I went in, did it, and nabbed Pippin as a freshman, as a bio major, and the rest kind of is history. tried to juggle both, which I did for a couple semesters, and then I said, "You know what, Mom, I have something to tell you," which I told her something later, which she thought I was telling her. But I said, "Mom, I want to be a theater major." And she said, "Well, we just want you to be happy. And is that going to be...
starve.
And not starve." I said, "Well, I don't know what I'm going to do with bio. What am I going to count snails on the coast? I don't know." So I switched over and haven't looked back.
And from there, went to New York and lived in New York for quite a while.
10 years, yeah.
10 years.
And then my fiance, now husband, a year from May 9th, we got married. So coming up on our 1 year. Well, he said, "You know what? I think it's time to put down some roots and buy a house and get started making our family." And he said, "Let's look in Coventry, Rhode Island."
Of course. Where else would you look?
Where you would.
I mean,
right?
If you're in New York and you have the whole world to look at, where else but Coventry right. would you go to?
So we found a house, and Christmas Eve of 2012, moved in.
There you go. Yeah. And the rest will be history.
Much to the excitement of Rhode Islanders and Ocean State Theater patrons, I must say.
There
because
you go.
This is now the fourth show that Tommy will have been in.
He was in as we mentioned,
tenure.
Les Mis and Laughter on the 23rd Floor and
The Diary of Anne Frank.
About a year ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've become a regular. Actually, you know, as far as he may be the most regular you've had, pretty close to it.
I feel like someone has done 5 shows.
Yeah.
So this will be our 23rd show. Yeah. So that's pretty good odds, I've got to say. But, you know, hey,
shows.
We're always looking for guys, you know?
I know a guy. All right, well, let's get to a piece of music, then we'll go back and talk some more. This first one is what, Amy?
It is the title song, Into the Woods. And we'll talk a little bit more about the plot, I'm guessing, later. So let's just give them a listen.
Here we go.
Look what I found in Father's hunting jacket.
6 beans.
Yes! Yes, I wonder if they are.
Yes, the witch's beans. We'll take them with us.
No! You are not to come.
I know you are fearful of the woods at night.
No, the spell is on my house. Only I can lift the spell.
The spell is on our house. No. We must
You are not to come, and that is final now. What am I to return with?
You don't remember? The cow is white as milk, the cape is red as blood, the hair is yellow as corn, the slipper is pure as gold.
The cow is white as milk.
And so the baker reluctantly set off to meet the enchantress's demands. But as for Cinderella,
I still wish to go to the festival.
The cow is white as milk, the cape is red as
blood. But how am I ever to get to the festival? I know I'll visit mother's grave, the baby, the
slipper is pure as gold.
Tell her I just want to go to the king's festival.
It's time to go, it may be all in vain, I know. Into the woods, but even so, I have to take the journey.
Into the woods, the path is straight, I know it well, but who can tell?
Into the woods to lift the spell.
Into the woods to visit mother. Into the woods to fetch the things.
To make the potion.
To go to the festival.
Into the woods without regret, the choice is made, the task is set. Into the woods, but not forgetting why I'm on the journey. Into the woods to get our wish, I don't care how the time is now.
Into the woods to sell the cow.
Into the woods to get the money.
Into the woods to lift the spell.
To make the potion.
To go to the festival.
Into the woods to grandmother's house. Into the woods to grandmother's house. The
way is clear, the light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees, the trees are just wood. No need to be afraid there.
There's something in the glade there.
Into the woods without delay, but careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows what may be lurking on the journey. Into the woods to get the thing that makes it worth the journeying. Into the woods
to see the key, to sell the cow,
to make the potion,
to see, to sell, to get, to breed, to make, to live, to go to the festival. Into the woods.
Now that we have a flavor for the music and what that's all about, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that the show will be opening previews on Wednesday night. So, Tommy, things are going great, right? I mean, you're
wonderful.
Well in the hand here.
Yes,
you're
in control. The words. We are into the words.
Into the words, into the woods, all right?
And, sounds amazing. I'm just putting that out there. We hear it drifting through the offices.
There you go. So Wednesday night and Thursday previews and then opening on Friday night. And then it will run for quite a while till May 23rd. But make sure you get your tickets, okay? So call the box office. We'll give you all that information again. But runs till May 23rd. Amy, in picking this, we talked a little bit about Sondheim and the fact that you haven't done a lot of his material. But it's always interesting. I get questions all the time from people about the theater about why not, you know, Camelot, why not this, why, and they always refer to the same half dozen shows, you know. And there is a vast majority, I guess, of shows you have to choose from, but it's not quite that easy. Sometimes things aren't, you know, are geographically challenged, if you will. Mm-hmm. In other words, someone else in the area might have it. How does that work?
Well, it, I mean, in theory, you have the entire collection of, you know, let's just concentrate on musicals for the moment.
Right.
You know, you have the entire collection of every musical that's ever been written that you have open to you. Obviously, the first thing that I do is I in my own, as the artistic director, it is my job to sort of separate those into those that I'm interested in producing and those that aren't. So that cuts it out. And then it really is about really a lot of decisions. There are shows that we've been dying to produce, but we know that we're going to have to bring in a lot more talent from out. Maybe it's a particular gender or race or talent level that we know we're going to have to house people. That's an economic challenge. Mm-hmm. There are some shows, and we've conquered a few, but there are some shows that, you know, the costume budget is just, you know, kind of over the top, outrageous.
Sure.
And so you think about how that plays into the economics of your season. And then there are regionalisms. You say, well, gosh, you know, this great theater has recently done it, or it's been through on a tour for a couple of years in a row. So is there really a market for that?
Right. The 50-mile rule or whatever, you know,
yeah.
There may be. You know.
And then, you know, you'll plan this amazing season and you think it's just absolutely perfect. And you go, there is nothing that's going to stand in my way. And then you call the rights company. They go, oh, yeah, that's on hold for the next 6 months because they're considering the possibility of maybe one day bringing it back to Broadway. And you're like, ah, you know, so. So it really is sort of a whole bunch of different components that balance into being able to say yes to a show. And then on the artistic side, we've really sort of set the example where I guess I'd like call it a 90-degree turn between shows. We do plays and musicals in a mix, and we definitely try and have as wide a variety of aesthetic of a show mm-hmm. throughout a season, so that, you know, there's something for everyone, and everyone hopefully will be surprised at how much they enjoyed a show that they really didn't know they would even like.
Right. Something familiar.
There you go. Something for everyone.
Let's get to the second piece of music here, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
So there are sort of three main stories, but a fourth very familiar story of Little Red Riding Hood gets woven throughout. And as Little Red Riding Hood is prone to do, she meets a wolf in the woods, and this is that meeting.
Good day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Mm. gallop. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello, little girl, what's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled.
But slow, little girl, hark and hush. The birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. Ah, to perfection, one brittle, one supple, one moment,
Mother
my
said,
dear.
Come what may, follow the path and never stray.
Just so, little girl, any path, so many worth exploring. Just one would be so boring. And look what you're ignoring. Think of those crisp, aging bones, then something fresh on the palate. Think of that scrumptious carnality twice in one day. There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal.
Mother said not to stray, still I suppose a small delay. Granny might like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl. And hello.
Tommy, before we take our first break and we have one more piece of music to go, I just want to find out a little bit about your character, the baker. If in a short sentence or two someone says to you, what are you playing? And you say the baker, and they say the what? What would you tell them?
Well, he's a new character. He's not one of the grim characters that you know and love. He is a childless baker with a wife, and you find out that he can't have a child because of a curse that has been put on his family. So they go off into the woods to find these four ingredients for a potion to reverse the curse and have a child.
Okay.
That's their wish.
That's our wish.
Oh, all right. So you're the one that goes into the woods.
That's right.
And tries to find the ingredients. Okay, that's cool. That's very, very well done. Good synopsis. All right. As I mentioned, we have time for one more piece before we take our first break. And what's that going to be, Amy?
So the three main stories, the wishes, are the baker and his wife wishing for a child, Jack and the beanstalk. Jack wishing that his cow would give milk, and Cinderella wishing for, I don't know what she's wishing for, to go to the ball. And
she's
does,
looking for a guy.
She wants to go to the ball. That's her wish. And her wish comes true, as we all know. I hope most of us, anyway, know about Cinderella. And she goes to the ball, and she
finds
ends
a guy with a foot fetish, right?
She does. Well, or a shoe fetish, something like that. So she does, of course, meet the prince, as Cinderella does. But the song that we're going to talk about is called On the Steps of the Palace. And it's after, you know, she sort of gets her wish.
Okay. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Into the Woods.
Smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him, he spread pitch on the stairs, and I'm caught unawares. Well, it means that he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. All right, what do you want? Have to make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? Should I give that a thought? What would be his response? But then what if he knew who I am when I know that I'm not what he thinks that he wants? Or then what if I am what a prince would envision? But then how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which I don't? So then which do you pick? Where you're safe, out of sight, and yourself, but where everything's wrong? Or where everything's right, but you know that you'll never belong? And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's my first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting and all. Once you're there, though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but I've stalled long enough, cause I'm still standing stuck in the stuff on these steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Though at home they don't care, I'll be better off there, where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So I'll pry up my shoes. Wait, though, thinking it through, things don't have to collide. I know what my decision is, which is not to decide. I'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe. And then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who'll be stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And I've learned something too, something I never knew. On the steps of the
Welcome back. We are talking with Amy Turner, and we're talking about the Into the Woods production at Ocean State Theater. Tommy is here, who's playing the Baker, and we'll find out more about that role and some of the music that he's involved with. But Amy, I just want to make sure we get the dates out, the time and the place. We mentioned that it opens Wednesday night and runs to May 23rd, but if they want to get tickets, how should they go about it?
Well, folks who've heard your show before have heard me say, I always encourage people to go to the website, oceanstatetheater.org, that's O-R-G. There's all kinds of information, not just about Into the Woods, about everything else that's going on. And our box office opens every day at noon. They can feel free to call 401-921-6800, 6800.
And other things that are going on is Into the Woods is the official end of this season. However, right after that, we'll be rounding third.
Yes.
That's going to be interesting. And that's starring some guy named Joel, right?
It's super exciting, I have to be honest. It is a very funny, real-life look at an odd couple, if you will, pair of Little League coaches. Mm. Little League is always fun, I like to say. And yeah, it's going to star Trinity Reps, Fred Sullivan Jr., opposite our very own Joel Kipper, in this sort of odd couple, if you will, pairing. One guy's real blue-collar, his son is the star pitcher, he's been coaching for years. The other guy is really new to town. He's a corporate exec. His son has never even picked up a baseball. So you can imagine the difference of perspective on the
sure.
Little League sport.
Get my son in, please. And then right after that, the one we mentioned, Gypsy, is coming. That's very exciting.
It is. It's a show we've wanted to do for many years. I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to do it. It's just really an amazing show. Excuse me. And I'm shocked, I guess, that how many people have never seen it. I've had a lot of people come up to me in the lobby and say, you know, I've always wanted to see that show, which I find refreshing,
right,
but surprising as well.
Excellent. And then next year's season is announced. We'll talk more about that at some other time. But just to run through it, the Addams Family's coming, Around the World in 80 Days, Breaking Legs, 1776, The Miracle Worker, and Anything Goes. Exciting season coming up. So we'll
Thanks.
Talk about that. But let's get back to Into the Woods. Oh, I guess we should mention one other special event coming up on May 30th. That's
yes.
right. May 30th, I'll be producing a show with Coastline Show Chorus and special guest Aoife Clancy. Aoife Clancy, for those of you that don't know, is the daughter of Bobby Clancy from the Clancy Brothers fame. You probably have to be over 45 to know that, but the Aoife Clancy is going to be there along with the Coastline Show Chorus and several quartets, and that will be on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
matinee
May 30th.
Show, May 30th. So that information is on the Ocean State Theater website if you want to get tickets for that.
We have a really busy May, if I can just really quickly mention.
You mean there's other things besides my show?
Yes! May 2nd, we have our Family Fun Fest, Squirrel Stole My Underpants. I know everybody wants to.
That happened to me one time.
I know. It's an adorable show, great for kids of all ages. $10 a ticket. That's May 2nd, part of our Family
Fun Fest. I stuck to that story through my whole divorce proceeding, by the way.
And then we have two comedy shows as well with our partnership with Catch a Rising Star. Vic DiBattista on May 3rd and Bob the Coach Nelson on May 31st. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on. And that's why I say go to the website. Of course, the first thing they're going to do is buy tickets to your show. The second thing is buy tickets to Into the Woods. And then all these great things happening.
And one other thing, since we're doing all this PR work, a week from tonight or a week from today, next Sunday will be a talk back right after the Into the Woods production.
Yep, and first we'll Sunday of every time we partner with WCRI.
Yep. So I'll be there along with Tommy, and we'll ask you tough questions from the stage. Okay, we'll find out more. The audience will have a chance to ask you all the things that I haven't asked you.
That's right.
Say, why didn't he ask him about? So that'll be your chance on Sunday afternoon right after the production. Now back to Into the Woods and the things going on here. Tommy, working with a cast as large as this, do you find it interesting, difficult, fun? What is your opinion of coming into a situation where you have no idea maybe of who the people are and what you might be up against?
It's wonderful. I've worked, I worked with The Baker's Wife about 10 years ago in New York City. We did Lucky Stiff in Astoria, and this is our first time seeing each other in 10 years. So that's wonderful, and we have that relationship already. But almost everybody else I haven't worked with. And with a story like this where it's we're going into the woods with fantasy, it really lends itself to I'm getting to know these people as they would be getting to know the characters.
Right, almost the mystery continues.
Yeah, so, and I've done this before with shows where I haven't known anybody. I then start to think of that person as Little Red from then on. You know, I really
sure.
associate.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful. There's always someone to look at, someone to see what they're doing and learn from.
I was just going to say, and to learn something from, because that's always part of it.
Oh, yeah. It gives so much strength in your performance, seeing them just do their thing and really shine. There's a lot of great moments for everyone.
I hesitate to say this because I'm proud of really every show we've done, but this may be the strongest cast we've had since Les Mis.
Wow, that's quite a compliment. And Amy, you're not directing this particular production?
No, I am not. Uh-huh. I get to watch it and look at it from a distance.
Does anybody direct it, or we just let them go on their own?
Catherine Markey, a wonderful director, someone that I've spoken with many times, never had the opportunity to work with, and circumstances set themselves up, and it seemed like the perfect vehicle for her, so it is in very good hands.
And, of course, there'll be live musicians in the pit.
Esther Zabinski, a lot of people know her as a local musician, is back again as our musical director. And we'll keep them in a pit for a reason, right? The old joke says that we'll have a pit full of musicians.
All right. Speaking of the music, which is next?
Oh, this is a fun song. So Prince Charming, of course, is Cinderella's prince, and he is struggling because the woman of his dreams has just run away from him. And we also find out in this version that his brother happens to be Rapunzel's prince, who, of course, he has a very difficult struggle because she's up in a tower. And so they are in agony over this reality, and that's what the song is called, and that's what the song is about.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech. When the one thing you want
is the only thing out of your reach. High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair. Blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Agony, far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors. Agony, all the torture they teach. What's as intriguing or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Why no?
You must be mad. You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her agony is unreal, though it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach. Agony that can cut like a knife. I must have her to one.
Tommy, this next song that we're going to listen to involves you, so why don't you tell us about No One Is Alone?
No One Is Alone is actually a quartet. The baker is singing to Jack and giving him advice about feeling alone, and a very horrible thing has happened to his family. And Cinderella, on the other end, is giving the same advice to Little Red Riding Hood. Hmm. So it's a beautiful ballad about finding oneself and realizing that you're not alone.
There you go. Just as the title says, we will listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Mother cannot guide you. Now you're on your own. Only me beside you. Still you're not alone. No one is alone. Truly, no one is alone. Sometimes people leave you halfway through the wood. Others may deceive you. You decide what's good. You decide alone. But no one is alone.
I wish.
I know. Isn't here now.
Wrong things, right things.
Who knows what she'd say?
Who can say what's
nothing's
true?
Nothing's quite so clear now.
Do things, fight things.
Feel you've lost your way.
You decide, but
you are not alone. Believe me, no one is
no
alone.
No one is alone, believe me.
Truly,
you move just a finger. Say the slightest word. Something's bound to linger. Be heard. No one acts alone. Careful, no one is alone.
People make mistakes.
Fathers,
mothers,
people make mistakes, holding to their own, thinking they're alone. Honor their mistakes, everybody makes one another's terrible mistakes. Witches can be right, giants can be good. You decide what's right, you decide what's good.
Just remember,
someone is on your side.
Our side,
our side.
Someone else is not,
someone else is not.
While we're seeing our side, maybe we forgot. They are not alone,
they are not alone.
No one is alone,
no one is alone. Hard to see the light now.
Just don't let it go.
Things will come out right now. We can make it so.
Someone is on your side.
Someone is on your side.
No.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're sitting with Amy Turner and Tommy Labaneras. Tommy, did I come close to saying that correctly?
100%.
What a deal. I didn't mess it up. That's a good thing. We're talking about the show Into the Woods, in which Tommy is playing the baker, and Amy, as artistic director of Ocean State Theater, of course, is here talking about that. There are other cast members besides Tommy, I'm presuming, and
quite a few, as a matter of fact.
Quite a few. Five, six, seven. How many are there in this cast, roughly?
I think there's 19.
19.
Yeah.
Well, so there are quite a few.
There
so
are.
We won't name them all, but some familiar faces. And
There's going to be a lot of familiar faces. I'll mention two. There is a character that's the narrator, so he sort of welcomes the audience and helps mm-hmm. them through the story, and that's Damron Russell Armstrong, who
oh,
is
cool.
returning to us, having just played Malcolm X in The Meeting. And folks that may not have seen that, he was also in David Mamet's Race, as well as Rent in
right.
our first year, so we're very excited to have him back.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, I know
fact.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a great, great, great guy, of great joy to work with, and a wonderful talent on stage. And Sarah Pothier, who was a recent Rhode Island College graduate, which many people who saw Meet Me in St. Louis played the Judy Garland character of Esther. And she's back to play Cinderella. Definitely more familiar faces than that, but too many to mention.
Excellent. All right. And if you think Amy made a mistake, it is Meet Me in St. Louis. The song is Meet Me in St. Louis, right?
There's much debate over that. I was born in St. Louis, so I should know the difference.
All right. We're talking about Into the Woods, and that's a pretty large cast, and I'm sure there are always things that come up that may cause problems when you have a cast that large. Are there any young children involved?
Not in this show. So okay. the two children, if you will, are Jack and Little Red. And traditionally, the movie cast them as children, but traditionally in the theater, they're cast with young adults. And okay. in fact, we have two just really amazingly charming actors playing these roles. So I can't wait to have you see that.
Tommy, when the movie came out and you found out you were going to be in this, did you see the movie?
I actually just got to it a couple weeks ago. It was Christmas Eve came and we were going to do it, and then things just got away from us. So I rented it, I just saw it a couple weeks ago.
Okay. I haven't seen the movie, and I know a lot of people obviously did. It was quite popular, and I believe an Academy Award nomination, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's a really beautifully made film, and a lot of Into the Woods aficionados, if you will, have two different sides of it. But I think that generally speaking, everybody thought it was a successful movie. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm mm-hmm. not going to lie. I think what's interesting for folks who have seen the movie, I would say, come and see it on the stage because it is actually different. They shifted a few things around.
As they usually do.
As they usually do. And right. quite frankly, you know, maybe they That's should. Fine. It's a yeah. different medium.
Yeah.
So there's some elements that will still surprise you. And if you've never seen the movie, it's certainly not a prerequisite to enjoy the show. So
right.
I think it might be interesting for folks to see it, you know, where it started on the stage, of course.
All right, let's get to the next piece of music, which is, I believe I have another Tommy tune coming up. Oh, Tommy tune! this is track number 7. This is also involving you, correct?
Yeah, It Takes Two. This is, so the baker goes into the woods and says to his wife, stay home, it's dangerous. This is my problem. It's ours together, but this is on my house. I have to make right. But his wife keeps coming into the woods to try and help. And finally, this is the realization, it is going to take two of us to get this child.
You've changed. You're daring. You're different in the woods. More sure, more sharing. You're getting us through the woods. If you could see, you're not the man who started, and much more open-hearted than I knew you to be.
It takes two. I thought one was enough. It's not true. It takes two of us. You came through. When the journey was rough, it took you. It took two of us. It takes care. It takes patience and fear and despair to change. Though you swear to change, who can tell if you do? It takes two.
You've changed. You're thriving. There's something about the woods. Not just surviving. You're blossoming in the woods. At home, I'd fear we'd stay the same forever. And then, out here, you're passionate, charming, considerate, clever.
It takes one to begin, but then once you've begun, it takes two of you, it's no fun. But what needs to be done, you can do. When there's two of you, if I dare, it's because I'm becoming aware of us as a pair of us, each accepting a share of what's there.
We've changed. We're strangers. I'm meeting you in the woods. Who might? What dangers? I know we'll get past the woods. And once we're past, let's hope the changes last. Beyond woods, beyond witches and slippers and hoods, just the two of us, beyond lies, safe at home with our beautiful prize. Just a few of us, it takes trust. It takes just a bit more and we're done. We want four, we have none, we've got three. We need one, it takes two.
Amy, before we go too much further, we do want to talk about the fact other things happening at the theater. There is a camp coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we'll have our third year of Camp OSTC. It's for kids age 9 to 14. It's 2 3-week sessions, one starting on July 6th and the other starting on July 27th. And it was actually honored with a Best Of from Rhode Island Monthly Magazine. We're excited about that. It's sort of a very in-depth look at putting on a musical. It's important to us that the kids really touch every aspect of it. They create the show. They figure out where it takes place, what the plot is, what the characters are. They have input in the costumes and the set design, and then ultimately they perform it for their parents on the last day. And we're starting a Camp Junior this year, which is super exciting. That's for kids age 5 to 8. They must have finished kindergarten for that. And the two sessions are two-week sessions. They're half-day sessions starting on July 13th and August 3rd. And it's more of a sort of a taste of the theater, if you will. It's a lot more involved with fun and games that do incorporate dancing and acting and singing. And the first one is themed all about Seuss, and the second one is themed Fractured Fairy Tales. Of course, all that information's on the website, or you can call the box office for more information. There's applications, and we're excited to have some financial aid available as well. So if there's someone out there that is thinking this is perfect for a certain child in their life, but they're not quite sure they can swing it, we encourage them to apply for some financial aid to help them.
Excellent. All right. That sounds like a great deal. Maybe you'll get more guys. All right.
It's a lot of fun to start them when they're little and they recognize how hard of work it is. It's really identical to a team sport. Everybody has to do their part to get to opening night and get through the game, if you will, the show. So I really do encourage everybody to consider it, regardless of whether they have any idea they want to be professional or not. It's a real alternative to a team sport.
Well, as usual, time flies and we're having fun. And I want to thank Tommy for coming in today. We're getting to the end of our hour. Thanks, Tommy. It was great to meet you.
Thank you, Mike.
Actually, we've kind of met before, but this is a good time to get to know each other a little bit better. I look forward to the opportunity to seeing you in the talk back and on opening night, Friday night. Hope all goes well.
Thanks a lot.
And Amy, always a pleasure to see you. And we want to just review one more time website and phone number.
Yep, the website is www.oceanstatetheater.org, O-R-G, and the phone number is 401-921-6800.
All right, and that's opening Wednesday and Thursday for previews, opening night Friday night, and then runs to May 23rd.
Yep.
Amy will be back next month, and we'll be talking about, it'll be about 6 weeks, I think, before you come back, as we talk about rounding third, and the new summer season will be coming up.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it should be good. Let's go out with the one last piece of music we have. Tell us about that.
This song is called Children Will Listen, and it's pretty much about that. I think it's perhaps the most iconic song, if there is one. We're going to hear Bernadette Peters' version of it, and it really truly is about that. Careful the things you do, children will listen.
She won't actually be there, though, right?
Not on our opening night. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. Careful the wish you make. Wishes are children. Careful the path they take. Wishes come true. Not free. Careful the spell you cast. Not just on children. Sometimes the spell may last past what you can see and turn against you. Careful the tale you tell, that is the spell. Children will listen. Guide them and step away. Children will glisten. With what is true, and children will turn if just to be free. Careful.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.